and the Ad Council.
Seven and a half of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Bitchy, if I turn to the camera, I need to move my microphone around. Those of you who are watching the broadcast at GoodDayShow.com, you'll see my first Christmas present. This may be the only. I'll get a few Christmas presents, but not as good as this. Edgar and his wife, Georgette, just gave me this vest.
Edgar, who runs the farm for Doug,
right,
and his
exactly.
wife.
Exactly. All right, so on this side, you see where it says Good Day. Good Day Show over here on this
yep,
side.
Yep,
you got
yep,
a picture
yep.
of that? Okay. And the other side has the logo for the dairy farm, Eastley.
That is very cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
That'll
with the cow and everything.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Very neat. Now, my question would be, why are Edgar and Georgette giving you a Christmas present so early?
Because they want to be the first to give me a Christmas present. They want me to have it while I'm working here for the next couple of weeks before I go to California.
Oh, yeah, because once Christmas comes, you won't be back to the farm until it gets warm again.
Well,
likely.
I'll be back and forth, but I hope I'm not going to be outside enough to wear this while I'm here. Speaking of the farm, there has been a controversy, and you and I have talked, when I say you and I, we have collectively spent a lot of time on this program discussing the bill before the Senate that's been over the last 15 months up and down for a vote three times has not passed. Senate Bill 510 is of concern to me because I am a family farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm a dairy farmer. For those who may be new to the program, don't know that I have a dairy farm, about 400 cows in the suburbs of Boston. I have been around cows all of my life. I am very familiar with the issues that are of concern and ought to be of concern to our country with regard to food safety. We have an abysmal record when it comes to handling problems that have been created by the big food conglomerates. So Senate 510 was introduced as supposedly a panacea to fix the problems that the FDA, which essentially has the authority to do the things that need to be done, but they haven't for whatever the reason. Under the circumstances, the bill that was presented as a way to fix all of the problems really might fix some of them, depending on your interpretation of the bill. But included in the bill was a very problematic concern that most of the small farming industries, the locavore movement, gaining such steam in our country, people became very concerned that the bill would, if passed without a certain attention to amendments, would kill the family farm. I happen to have found that to be the case. There are a lot of things that have come about as a result of this discussion. We've learned a lot. So I've invited David Plunkett, who is the senior staff attorney of the Food Safety Program at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, to talk about this bill. I don't know where he stands on the Tester Amendment. We'll find out. He has been an advocate, and most people who have any common sense are advocates for wanting to have a safe food supply. So we start, Mr. Plunkett, with that which we have in common, that is that we need to better police our food industries. The government doesn't seem to be a very good policing agent, but we don't have other choices, I guess. I mean, they're certainly not going to police themselves, are they?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, USDA, and by the way, Doug, I just wanted to say I'm sorry I can't see your vest.
If you go to DougSteffen.com and you have a computer there, you can you can see it.
I'll have to check that out.
You can check it out, yes. Anyway, excuse me, you were saying.
But what I wanted to say was that, you know, the USDA a number of years ago looked at whether or not market incentives would be enough to control for food safety, and what they found is that because, you know, our food supply is so spread out and it's so hard to track food back to its source, and even if you can, you're not necessarily going to be able to do anything about it, that, you know, the market consequences, they can be severe for a lot of companies when an outbreak occurs, mm-hmm. but they don't happen in a way that each company has a good incentive to do a proper job of food safety. So there's always going to be somebody out there that'll try and scrimp on safety.
Yeah, and the best example of that lately, and actually over the almost 40 years that DeCosta Egg Farms has been in existence, a New England company,
yeah.
The fellow who runs it is a bad guy. He has bad business practices, and it took this last scare to get his what was under cover, if you will, exposed. But the problem that a lot of people had, Mr. Plunkett, was that the FDA had never been on this guy's farm. Had never they have the authority to go inspect, but they never had. And so when you look at the suggestions that the FDA needs another $1.6 billion to supposedly police better, why would we give them more money if they don't do what they are supposed to be doing now is the question a lot of people have asked. And I think it's a good question, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think it is a good question, but I think it's kind of pointing in the wrong direction. I mean, I'd look back also to Peanut Corporation of America. There you had another situation where a guy was putting profits ahead of safety.
And then Kraft bought them, did they not, and continued to run the place so you found rats, hair, and feces and everything else in their product.
I'm sorry?
Didn't the Kraft buy Peanut Corporation and they...
No, not that I know of. The last I heard was they'd gone out of, they'd gone into bankruptcy.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, there's another one. Whoever the other peanut giant was, it had sort of the same problem.
I don't know anything about that, but the problem was that FDA had inspected them 8 years before the outbreak occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And the company itself, because FDA... has, its authority is based on a law that's 70 years old that was designed to deal with a problem that doesn't really, isn't that major a problem anymore. And that was, economic adulteration, where the companies were actually defrauding their customers.
Yeah, I mean, you can find plenty of examples, and I think that's where you've done a good job. I don't know where you stand on the Tester Amendment. People who are listening to this program know we have spent, it's been like a college of farm knowledge here because of my ties to agriculture and fortunately having an audience that's spread around the country in about 400 radio stations. At least I've had, I think, the ability to help people understand this from the perspective of a small farmer, small producer, who would, if in fact the bill were passed without the amendments, probably have to go out of business because the requirements that were put forth in the bill were so onerous that, and the one-size-fits-all doesn't really work for the small farmer. First of all, the small farmer isn't the problem. The problem, for the most part, is these big agribusinesses that we're talking about, Peanut Corporation of America, DeCosta Egg Farms. They're the ones that, because they're so big and out of control, are the reason the business with the lettuce and the spinach, all of these come from these big mega farms. So I wonder what your approach has been or what your feeling has been about the Tester Amendment, which limits the requirements, the onerous requirements here, to the bigger companies.
Yeah, I think I think we would both agree, though, that everybody who's producing food and selling it to the public has a responsibility to, do safety.
Yeah, but the smaller producers have lived up to that responsibility, and the big producers haven't.
The big companies, when they have a problem, they affect a lot of people, and because of the way we've got a pretty weak system for identifying, who caused the problem. But it works very well if you're selling in a lot of states to a lot of people, because once you get a lot of people sick, you can figure out what was the common food,
right,
and you can find the source. Now, that's not true if you're talking about local.
But there haven't been examples. Where is there an example of a local problem that if you're talking about, I know that because I sell raw milk, that became a big to-do in the discussions here about me having the proper permits to sell raw milk.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, we dealt in a lot of misinformation, stuff that was attributed to a raw milk incident with some Boy Scouts that happened a number of years ago. And the kids just came into the barn, they picked up a ladle that was dirty, and they put it in the milk, which was not raw milk for public consumption. It was raw milk to go to be pasteurized, and they got sick. And that's the most recent, and that was something that was easily explainable and understandable. I use that as an example. There are plenty of other examples, but they sometimes get blown out of proportion.
Raw milk is really been turned into a state issue. The federal government, FDA bans the interstate shipment of raw milk, but it allows the states to make their own decisions about raw milk sales within their borders. And, and that's a division of labor that I think is going to continue. So this bill's not going to affect that
issue.
No.
Well, we have to pause for a couple of announcements here, and then we continue on with our discussion. We have David Plunkett with us, who is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He's written a couple of books, including Building a Modern Food Safety System for FDA-Regulated Foods, a white paper that analyzes the federal food safety program and this legislation that is going to be voted on Monday evening for the fourth time, 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Doug Safran's Good Day program. David Plunkett is here. We're talking about Senate Bill 510, which comes up for a vote. Are you surprised this has become as political as it has, David?
The basic issue is whether or not families can expect the food that they serve, in the home is going to be safe. And when we say safe, we're talking about from microbial contamination.
Mm. Well, but
usually it's going to occur, that can occur in a number of different places, but a lot of times comes into the home in the package area.
Yeah, the packaging. So if you're using locally grown fresh food from local farms, that sort of thing, not likely to have the same kind of encounter. And I think that's the focus that people who I know who have three times gotten onto this and said, unless you've got a way to fix it so the small farmer is protected, then we don't want it. And there's been big fights and big money behind. I mean, looking at the donations that some of these senators have been given in their campaigns the last time around from some of the big agri-industries, it's really very telling about how important this bill is. 21 after. Hold on, Mr. Plunkett, please.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Bon Iver.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on food and this Senate bill. This is not a political program, Mr. Plunkett. David Plunkett is here, who's the senior staff attorney of the Food Safety Program, which is administered by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, a Washington think tank and advocacy group. So I don't normally get involved in these sorts of discussions, only that my own interests, if you will, and the interests of people listening to this program who want the ability to have safe food, want to be able to get local food. And so the biggest problem here is the essence of where the line is drawn in the sand. The things that are in the bill that would be required of all producers are so expensive that most people who run a small dairy like I do, or a small butcher shop, or a small farm that produces vegetables on a seasonal basis, would not be able to do what is requested or required here because we don't have the financial resources to do so. And thus, the Tester Amendment exempts the small farmer. And I wonder where you are on that. If we've agreed on everything so far, do we agree on that?
Well, we haven't agreed on everything.
We're not disagreeing and being disagreeable. And I've talked to some people. I've been pretty strident with them. You seem like a pretty reasonable fellow, so we're not having to be.
I would just point out that safety continues. Whether you're a small farmer or big agribusiness, safety continues to be something that ought to be a priority with you.
It is. It's a priority with me. I have the safest. The state of Massachusetts says that my milk is the safest, best, cleanest milk of any dairy farm in Massachusetts. I do that on my own. I don't need somebody to. I have regulations that I follow that have been in place for a long time in the various New England states where this stuff is done. And I follow the regs.
And the regulations you follow make the food, make your milk.
And I'm inspected. I have people on my farm that come from the state.
Not do that.
And well, but you know what? At what price do we administer this sort of thing in order to make? I mean, there are some people who would say that they'd rather opt out for the occasional problem with food or anything else. And sort of risk it, if that's the word, rather than go through all the onerous stuff or risk losing this important part of Americana, the small family farm. And you can't, you cannot promise me by enacting 510 without Tester that we're going to be able to do that. You can't promise that.
Well, let's go ahead and put Tester to the side. You may know that over the weekend, the senators who are sponsoring this bill reach an agreement, and Tester is going to be a part of the bill.
Yeah, aren't they?
And
the
so
manager
the will be there for anybody that, you know, if you're a very small business, you will be exempt by, you know, just by the fact that you just don't do that much food
right.
that you're selling in the Congress.
It's a, and is the Tester part of the manager's bill so that it gets voted on all at once, or is it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's all
yeah,
part of the one vote.
The bill passes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I mean, actually, the small guys, the small farmers, and the small processors ought to be pretty happy with this bill
mm-hmm.
because it does set up a, you know, set up a situation where as they're growing, you know, they're going to be under, you know, different rules. They'll be under the state regulations, or they would be under a modified, in the case of a processor, a modified requirement to make priority, you know, to prioritize safety.
But what about there's some people
the scale of their business.
There are some folks early on who said that this bill, if it were passed in the way it's called the Food Safety Modernization Act, it would
uh-huh.
outlaw gardening and saving of seeds. That's part of what.
Oh yeah, well that was that was some wild rumors that got started. Oh, back
was
really
taken out.
Bill
was taken out of the bill.
It just continues to to get bounced around the internet, and they change the bill number to whatever bill is being debated.
Mm-hmm.
But there has never been anything in any of the bills that would have affected things like seed, you know, saving seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So
the most important part of it is protecting the food supply, and we're not going to argue
yeah.
about that.
Yeah,
what do you think is the most controversial part of this that may still question whether it gets passed or not, now that the Tester amendment is in there? What's the biggest problem the bill
well,
has?
Well, actually, Tester has become the most controversial, because a lot of the big ag groups have said, well, you know, we've got to compete with these guys, but they don't have to do safety.
Well, but you know, that's
cause an outbreak.
Yeah, I will tell you
the price for that.
As a family farmer, the guys that came, the Dean Swieza contingent, which owns one of the big milk bottling plants around here, did everything
uh-huh.
they could to keep me from getting my permit to sell raw milk. They're trying to keep the little guy because they're growing everywhere because people are not satisfied with the quality of the stuff that's coming from the big farms. That's why they want. That's what the local boy movement is all about.
Yeah, well, you were just asking, what is the big controversy? And I think that's probably the only one that's left.
Yeah.
Because, the Senate has done a lot. You may know before they did Tester, they had adopted a provision that Senator Sanders had wanted
Vermont.
To protect the organic farmers up in,
right.
you know, up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And the bill already had a number of provisions. Everybody talks about it being a one-size-fits-all, and the bill has really never done that.
All right, we're out of time. I appreciate you being here, Mr. Plunkett. Thank you very much for your expertise.
Fight 'em with fakes. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Phony money can be a weapon.
During times of war, counterfeiting has actually been used by countries to devalue the currency of their opponents and possibly even destabilize governments.
It doesn't always work. AARP financial educator John Dauphiné.
And just an example of this, Aileen, is Nazis used it against the Allies in World War II.
Have you heard of counterfeit Continentals? Tory sympathizers spread them around the American colonies. A few years later, Napoleon tried to fake out Croatia. According to the website Counterfeit Notes of War, he considered this tactic unsavory, but that didn't stop him from making British pounds, too. My favorite phony bill is the one the U.S. made to fight Japan. On one side, there's a real-looking yen. On the other, a picture of Uncle Sam and the slogan, "We'll finish the job." That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Here are all our programs on the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The focus is on something that I find extraordinarily important. And even though it sounds self-serving, when you get to the root of this Senate 510, I've referred to it as the fake food safety bill, there are things that have come as a result of probably some of the folks listening to this program, other people who have been listening to folks who are extraordinarily uncomfortable with the way the bill was set forth. The bill has been floating around in its present form for about 15 months, been up for a vote three times and been pushed aside for various reasons. It does look like it is going to, in the vote on Monday night, pass with these amendments. I spent time here with David Plunkett, who is with the Center for Science and Public Interest. So now I've invited David Gumpert, who specializes in reporting and writing about health and food issues, has been in a number of online publications, including grist.org, been in the Huffington Post, the author of a book which I featured with him a number of months ago, The Raw Milk Revolution, Behind America's Emerging Battle Over Food Rights. And, David, that's really what this is about. So Mr. Plunkett said, don't worry, everything is fine. The Tester Amendment and some other considerations protect the family farmer, which is basically your interest and my interest. Are you buying Mr. Plunkett saying, don't worry and be happy?
No, I don't. I think the Tester Amendment is certainly better than what they had before, and because it will protect some small food producers. But the
does it protect me? You know my operation. You've been to my farm. You know what's going on. Does it protect?
You know, the problem with this is that it's going to all be administered by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has had an obsessive campaign against unpasteurized milk.
Right.
You're involved in the unpasteurized milk business.
Yes.
You may meet all the criteria for that the Tester Amendment lays out, but they can find loopholes. They can, just one example, they say more than half of your business, if you're going to get an exemption, has to be direct with consumers. Now, they may, and you have to be conducting your business within 275 miles.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right with me anyway.
Well, yeah, it probably is.
Might not be okay.
They can decide, you know, you're a threat. And that there's some vague language in there that says if they decide that you're somehow a threat of having pathogens, they can decide to.
Well, they got to prove it. They got to prove it first.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
can accuse me, but yeah.
Sure,
see, the good thing about what's going on, and let me just say this, but this is how those of us who do this protect themselves, no matter whether it's the, it's probably harder for the vegetable guys, but people like me, if you have the product tested and you put the test results up on the wall, there's no way they can argue with you. They can't find if you're doing what you're supposed to do, and so that's where the gray area is, and some of the people who have been fighting this, like you and me, the educational process that goes along with this, the people who are the local consumers who really are moving, who were the first ones that really said, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to go for this. What the hell are these guys doing? Trying to take away the momentum. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. The big agribusinesses who sent, let me just for a second, David, you probably know this list, but I have a list of senators who've been paid off to support Senate 510. This is so outrageous when you look at the bribes that have been, and I didn't want to engage this other guy Plunkett in this because it wasn't pertinent, but for you and your interest and for people more importantly listening, the kinds of money that have been contributed to the reelection campaigns of these boobs around the country, the kind of money that has come from the big food businesses, campaign contributions, for example, to Lamar Alexander from Tennessee. He got $190,421 from the food industry, the big food conglomerates. And those people who represent the smaller food industry contributed $4,000 to his campaign. What side of this legislation do you think he's coming down on?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can look it through. Anyway, Max Baucus of Montana got $123,000 from the interests who want to pass this bill. Here's another one, Barbara Boxer, California, $120,000 from the big agribusinesses. Richard Burr of North Carolina, $328,000 went into his campaign coffer from Monsanto, from ADM, from ConAgra. So which way do you think these guys are going to vote? Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, $557,000 into his campaign from these big food interests. It goes on and on. You know what the list looks like.
Yeah.
So that's the problem that I have with all this, and it's the same problem we have with legislation in general, but it looks like there's enough of a head of steam here that this thing is going to pass with the various amendments. Do you agree or disagree? Is there still time?
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree, although there was a campaign by those of us who are worried about this food safety legislation to encourage our senators to vote against cloture on Monday. There's going to be an important vote that precedes voting on
the legislation. Right, you got to get it out. I thought that vote took place last week for some reason.
Well,
I thought Harry Reid
said. You're right, and that vote was 75-25. In favor of cloture. Now,
right.
if 14 senators can be persuaded that this bill, 14 additional senators can be persuaded that this bill is dangerous, and get that vote up to 41 against cloture, then this legislation will go away.
So they will vote cloture again? I didn't realize they did it twice.
Yes, they're going to vote cloture again on Monday.
Yeah.
And one of the senators on the fence is our own Scott Brown. I shouldn't say on the fence. He voted for cloture and probably will vote for this legislation, now, even though he ran on an anti-regulation platform.
I called his office in Boston and in Washington, and I called John Kerry's office. John Kerry's staff in either position could care less about any input from any constituent, whereas Scott Brown's people were very interested, or at least they seemed to be interested in my point of view and where I was and why I was, you know, for this blah, 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 blah. So I'm guessing because agriculture isn't that important in Massachusetts as it is, let's say, in Iowa, that they may not pay as much attention to those.
Well, they may not pay as much attention, or they may be more amenable to looking at this, like you suggest.
Yeah. Right. So you're trying to get to him and some others.
To call Scott Brown's office and tell them if they do have concerns about this legislation, that he should vote against cloture.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to do that when we get off the air. All right. So in terms of what the brass tacks of all of this is, I mean, I think that we need to understand the bill. This fellow that I had on before, Plunkett, and I actually was going to put the two of you on together, and then I didn't want it to become, if you'll pardon the pun, food fight radio, because that's not what I do. But it probably would have been interesting to have the two of you together. He's a very pleasant guy. I don't know if you've ever discussed this with him or not. And it just they come from a different place. These people are government without government. Most of these public interest groups are there to serve themselves, and they get donations. I didn't ask him. I should probably have. Maybe you know how much money the Center for Science of the Public Interest gets from these same people who are buying off the senators.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but they are, they're very much in favor of this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, food safety is, sounds like mom and apple pie.
How can you vote against food safety?
How can you vote against food safety?
You can, right.
And actually, you know, I'd be for this if it was really just about food safety, because there are some problems with food safety in our
Absolutely.
System. And I'd like to see the FDA go after the real culprits.
Yeah.
And they've been caught with their pants down, unfortunately, in these cases like involving peanut butter and involving the
You're talking about the FDA.
The
yeah, the FDA, the egg thing. They never were in this guy's place once.
They screwed those things up, and now they're saying, well, the way to fix it is to give us more authority, give us more money, give us more...
So where's the money coming from? That's the question that's been asked by...
It will come from us, but let me just, if I could just finish the point. I mean, if it was just about food safety, I'd be for it. The problem with this legislation is it's about much more than food safety. They've tacked on all kinds of questionable authority for the FDA. Just give you a quick rundown of some of the things. The FDA under this legislation will have the authority to quarantine large sections of the country if they decide there's a food emergency. They will have the authority to do warrantless searches of any food producer. And right now, they either have to have a warrant or they have to have some outbreak of illness. They can...
Well, we know what they've done in certain places in New York, California. The FBI, the FDA go into little food stores. The lady in I think it was San Diego, who was getting raw milk from Nevada, six of them going with their guns drawn at 5 o'clock in the morning to close the place down.
Yeah,
what the hell kind of a country does that?
Well, that's part of the whole thing here is they already have a tremendous amount of authority to do those kinds of things.
Hmm.
They are using their authority right now to go after cheese producers.
Right.
And they are, you asked before, you know, what can they find if there's this exemption? I mean, what they can do is they can go into a place, which they're doing now with the cheese producers. They do a search of the whole facility, and if they find a single cell of Listeria, Listeria is ubiquitous, by the way.
Right, everywhere.
They will shut you down, and they are doing that with small cheese producers as we speak.
Yeah.
So they have a tremendous amount of authority, and they're going to have much more here with this legislation. And that's why I and many other people are worried.
Yeah. Well, the last-ditch effort probably is to get to the senators and talk about the authority to do warrantless searches. That's not America. We got too much of the TSA kind of mentality going on as it is. You equate the FDA and the TSA, and people swear, wait a minute, is that what we're talking about? If it is, I'm not for it. That may be the way to color this, David.
Yeah, well,
you want more TSA stuff, then you vote for this bill.
Yeah, and the FDA is really impervious to criticism. They just do not engage in any kind of dialogue or any kind of discussion about anything.
Right. They're the ones, by the way, who have approved these X-ray devices. So, you know, if they're on board, then you don't want to be. That's the way. FDA approves, I'm staying away from.
You're talking about irradiation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's
the other part of this. This legislation will give them the authority to enact what are called scientific standards, and that's at their discretion. They can require all fruits and vegetables to be irradiated.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have now. You want processed foods are all irradiated. You want more of that?
Well, I mean, yeah, but they aren't. Our fresh vegetables and fruits are not being irradiated necessarily.
Right.
Some of them are, but there won't be any requirement that we be notified about that. So there are those of us who don't want irradiated. In fact, we want to avoid irradiated.
At any cost.
At any cost.
Right, exactly. All right, let's follow this through and see what happens on Monday. Maybe we'll talk again on Tuesday.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Sure.
David Gumpert speaking about the issue that is on a lot of people's minds. We all want our food supply to be safe and secure. The small farmer, producer, those who have been responsible for increasing the interest in local food, they call them locavores. My daughter first turned me on to that term a couple of years ago. It's what people want. They want to go see where the food comes from, want to look at the cows, they want to go out in the field, they want to walk around, pick the strawberries and the raspberries, and that stuff is not a problem. And so be sure you know that if the bill passes and onerous things happen, it's because all of these big companies, the giant, giant international conglomerates like Agrimart and ADM and ConAgra and Monsanto and Dow all want to control the source of your food supply so they can make more money. That's what this is about. Make no mistake about it. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Your pet's health. I'm Wendy Gatlin. It's the season of giving, so why not give your dog and yourself the gift of better health? Greenies Joint Care Treats have launched the Wagon Walk for Life Challenge to get pet owners and pets up and moving. Plus, your pledge will benefit disabled military veterans who could receive a canine helper from Freedom Service Dogs. Veterinarian and author Dr. Ernie Ward says it's simple to sign up.
Just visit Greenies' Facebook page at facebook.com/Greenies. Click on the Wagon Walk for Life tab at the top and follow the directions. Then all you have to do is get out and walk your dog.
Once 25,000 miles are collectively pledged, Greenies Joint Care will cover the cost of training camp that places 6 Freedom Service Dogs with a disabled war veteran. Another 25,000 miles, 6 more service dogs will get sponsored.
What could be easier than walking with your dog? It's good for you and it's good for your pet. Plus, your efforts help a disabled veteran who sacrificed for our country.
To take the pledge, visit facebook.com/Greenies. I'm Wendy Gatlin.
For the Sprint Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Traveling for Thanksgiving can be a hassle, but when you're armed with a 4G device, it can give you an advantage over the millions of others trying to get home for the holidays. The lightning-fast download speeds of 4G, coupled with a navigation app, will help you get to your final destination with ease. This year, 4G gives you one more reason to give thanks. Here's Joe Whited for Sprint 4G.
One of my favorite apps available with 4G is the Google Maps navigation. Its hands-free, turn-by-turn function is incredibly fast on the Sprint 4G network, so you can get to your Thanksgiving dinner right on time. And if you do get stuck waiting in the airport, 4G lets you stream high-speed movies right to your handheld device, so you can pass the time more enjoyably.
Coverage not available everywhere. 4G coverage is available in over 60 markets and counting. GPS reliability varies with environment. For more information on the powerful 4G network, visit sprint.com/4G.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first, and choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Magic, Richie.
It's magic.
I know, isn't it?
Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. Everything's closed. Businesses, I think, mail delivery yesterday and Friday. But other than that, the banks are open. But forget about it. If you're in business, shut the lights off and close the door. 51 after.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Simple. Today's the day. It's the day to get away. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. And yes, it is the day before Thanksgiving, traditionally the busiest travel day of the year for those of us hitting the road. You have plenty of company. 94% of the 42 million people who will be traveling this weekend will be doing it by car. And 94% of 42 million is, a lot of people. And, of course, millions will be flying somewhere as well, facing the normal delays of air travel, with the possibility of added delays because of those security procedures, the body scanners, the pat-downs, passengers reacting, pro and con.
I don't like the machine, scan, x-ray, because cancer, I think, you know, especially with somebody who has to travel a lot, I'm probably not going to fly.
I don't mind it. For its safety, you know, if it takes a couple extra minutes, I don't mind it.
Now, if you're one of those who has a problem with the scanners and or pat-downs, don't expect any quick changes in policy. Transportation Security Administration head John Pistol had this to say yesterday.
It really comes down to everybody agrees they want to arrive safely. Everybody also agrees they want to know everybody else on that flight has been thoroughly screened. Oh, by the way, everybody else wants to make sure that you and I have been thoroughly screened also.
Yes, you screen, I screen, we all screen for safe screen or something like that. Airlines expect 24 million passengers between now and the end of the Thanksgiving holiday. Of those, the TSA estimates fewer than 2% will opt for pat-downs after refusing to go through the scanner. As to how many might opt out of both in protest, that remains to be seen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This Thanksgiving weekend, I will not get trampled by hordes of frenzied shoppers.
I will go to Ace, and I will get what I need.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Pick up a 16-gallon wet-dry shop vac for $39.99 with a $10 mail-in rebate available. Then, deck the halls with a 200-count mini light set for $4.99 with a $3 mail-in rebate available. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Prices and rebates good at participating Ace stores through November 28th while supplies last. Limit one shop vac and two mini light sets. Additional rebate conditions apply. See store for details.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags.
Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Losses on Wall Street. The Dow off 142 points yesterday to 11,036. NASDAQ and S&P down as well. Crude oil dropped a fraction of a penny to $81.35. President Obama at a Chrysler plant in Kokomo, Indiana yesterday, reiterating his support for the American auto industry.
We made the decision to stand with you because we had confidence in the American worker. And today we know that was the right decision.
The president said the investment by Chrysler in the plants in Kokomo and the continued drop in unemployment in Howard County, Indiana, are proof that his economic stimulus is working to help boost the economy. Today, the president will preside over the White House Thanksgiving tradition of pardoning a turkey. In fact, he pardons two turkeys today, their names Apple and Cider, who will be on display for visitors through the holidays and then retire to comfort in a special enclosure at a livestock facility in Mount Vernon. What a life. On ABC's Dancing with the Stars last night, here it is.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Come on, Tom.
Jennifer and Dash.
Jennifer Grey, the winner of Dancing with the Stars. Kyle Massey finished second, and the controversial Bristol Palin finished third. Finally, Thanksgiving, tomorrow. Let's talk turkey now. The Butterball Turkey Talk Line, staffed with folks who have answers, is open. Phyllis Kramer is one of those staffers, offering this advice on how to thaw a frozen turkey if you don't have time enough to thaw it in the fridge.
Put the turkey in a sink full of cold water and change the water about every half an hour. And if you call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, we can kind of talk you through that so you can get that turkey thawed in time for Thanksgiving.
We appreciate that, Phyllis, but how do you ensure a tender and juicy turkey?
Your Pet's Health, I'm Wendy Gatlin. It's the season of giving, so why not give your dog and yourself the gift of better health? Greenies Joint Care Treats have launched the Wag and Walk for Life Challenge to get pet owners and pets up and moving. Plus, your pledge will benefit disabled military veterans who could receive a canine helper from Freedom Service Dogs. Veterinarian and author Dr. Ernie Ward says it's simple to sign up.
Just visit Greenies' Facebook page at facebook.com/Greenies. Click on the Wag and Walk for Life tab at the top and follow the directions. Then all you have to do is get out and walk your dog.
Once 25,000 miles are collectively pledged, Greenies Joint Care will cover the cost of training camp that places six Freedom Service Dogs with a disabled war veteran. Another 25,000 miles, six more service dogs will get sponsored.
What could be easier than walking with your dog? It's good for you and it's good for your pet. Plus, your efforts help a disabled veteran who sacrificed for our country.
To take the pledge, visit facebook.com/Greenies. I'm Wendy Gatlin.